May is one of those super competitive sweeps periods when the networks present their best stuff and their worst stuff in hopes of getting big ratings. This week, that super competitive frenzy leaves me with a problem. Should I devote this week's review to War and Remembrance, the longest miniseries in TV history that's finally ending 6 years after Winds of War began? Or to Murder by Moonlight, a toss-away made-for-TV sci-fi movie that stars Brigitte Nielsen? Given a subject as monumentally important as World War II, and a subject as astoundingly irrelevant as a murder mystery set on a futuristic moon base, the choice is obvious. The plot of Tuesday's CBS telemovie Murder by Moonlight, like everything else about it, is simple. The year is 2015, and a bunch of Americans are working at a lunar mine that's owned and leased by the Russians. A crew member is killed, and an investigator from each country is sent to solve the murder. Julian Sands plays Kirilenko, the Soviet agent, and Brigitte Nielsen plays Maggie Bartok, the American agent. When she arrives at the base, she takes off her spacesuit to reveal an outfit that's 20% leather, 20% sequins, and 60% cleavage. The officer who greets her is understandably taken aback.
Bartok! Where the hell have you been?
At the Bastille Day party over at Europa.
That was 2 days ago.
I couldn't get a ride back.
Now, if you're wondering what a rideback is, it's just an example of how Brigitte Nielsen manages to put the wrong emphasis in almost every sentence she speaks. Julian Sands, meanwhile, has his character talking like Boris Badenov, so their scenes together have a certain bizarre charm. His accent is Badenov, and hers is even worse.
I know you're KGB, but I am not CIA.
No code books.
No cyanide capsules.
Nothing up my sleeves but my elbows.
What do you say? Friends for the duration?
You know, I am continually amazed by the faith Americans put in their callous charm. One day, when I have absolutely nothing useful to do, I must study this phenomenon.
As a pure exploitation film, or one with a sense of humor, Murder by Moonlight comes up empty. It's got one love scene that looks like an MTV video, and Nielsen's uniform gets gradually unbuttoned as the case gradually unravels, but Murder by Moonlight is no Barbarella. It's so completely inept, though, that it's kind of a kick to watch. Brigitte Nielsen doesn't act at all. She just stands there and fills her uniform. But you could say the same thing about Robert Mitchum in War and Remembrance. He's the least watchable part of that TV program, while Brigitte Nielsen is the most watchable part of hers. You take it from there.